بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا الكيف من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أدفع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram brothers and youth, firstly let us try and emulate one sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every sunnah will breed more sunnahs inshallah and we will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sunnah which we can try and do, especially in a time of fasad and fitna, where we find many a times we will pass by people and we do not greet somebody. So let us try and implement this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we know when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Medina Munawara, one of the first things that he mentioned to the people of Medina Munawara was afshu salam, spread the salams, wa at'imu ta'am, feed people, wasilul arham, join family ties, wa sallu wa nasu niyam, perform salah while people are sleeping, tadkhulul jannah bi salam, and you will enter jannah with salam and peace. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to carry on, to practice the sunnah, inshallah. We know from the many sifat and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. Allah is that being that even though we're not deserving of any of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so Kareem, He is so Ghafoor al-Rahim, He is always there to forgive us whenever a person commits any kind of guna and sins. There's so much that is going on in the dunya that on a technological level, people, there's advancement in different fields, as we've heard. But however, though, when it comes now to a spiritual level, we'll find that we are actually retrogressing and going downhill. So it's a time when we're going through load shedding, and people say we are load shedding, but the time has come that we actually need to sun shed. We need to get rid of our guna and our sins. And we need to understand the fact that we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and repentance. Because a time will come when a person will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in this age and this time where we become so immune to the haram and wrong, that a person trivializes haram and wrong and doesn't regard it to be anything. Whereas it can be so severe and every haram and every wrong is not, it's not a minor sin. We should not take it that this is just something minor. Sometimes we trivialize the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person say it's only, na'udhu billah, it's only a sunnah. It's not only a sunnah. It's a very great thing. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ashal. It's the most easiest. It's akmal. It's the most complete. And it's ajmal. It's the most beautiful. And it is such simplicity in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we become so inclined and we become so immune to haram and wrong that we do not even practice the other part of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith something to the effect, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadihi, fa in lam yastati' fa bi lisanihi, fa in lam yastati' fa bi qalbihi, wa dhalika dha'ful iman." Or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "If any of you see an evil, a haram and a wrong, then he should change it by means of his hands. If he is unable to do so, then he should change it by means of his tongue. If he's unable to do that as well, then the person should at least feel bad in his heart, and that is the lowest form of iman. Now, sometimes we don't even feel bad when we see a haram and a wrong. So much of transgression takes place. Sometimes a person, a family is moving together, and maybe the mother, the father are dressed correctly, and the children are in a different direction, then we don't even feel anything that this is something which is haram and wrong. Today we purify all our actions, our haram, our valimas, or our nikahs are purified. Person will have it in a hall. The first thing they will do is that the kirat will take place. And then the next thing that will take place is the music will take place. So, na'udhu billah, these type of things have taken us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of haram and wrong. And then when we see these types of calamities hitting us, then it's the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Abwabul Fitan, page 45, the second part of Tirmidhi Sharif, an Ali ibn Hujarin, qala haddathana Muhammad ibn Yazid, an Mustad ibn Sa'id, an Rumayhin al-Judami, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا اتخذ الفيء دولا والأمانة مغنما والزكاة مغرما وتعلم لغير الدين. The hadith is lengthy. And it comes to the last portion of the hadith, وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. You will find the latter portion of the ummah, they will become very nasty towards the people. The former part of the ummah, they will swear, they will curse. وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرَى وَزَلْزَلَةً وَخَصْفًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابَعَكَ نِظَامِ بَالٍ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعَهُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّةُ وَسَلَامُ. When all these different things happen, then you will find that you must wait for Allah's azab in the form of red winds. وَزَلْزَلَةً, there will be earthquakes. وَخَصْفًا, Allah will sink people into the depths of the ground. وَمَسْخًا, Allah will disfigure people. وَقَذْفًا, Allah will rain down stones on people. وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابَعَكَ نِظَامِ بَالٍ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعَ عَلَيْهِ. Like all these azabs will come in such a manner that like how one tasbih when it is broken, then the beads come out successively without interruption. Similarly, Allah's azab will come in such a manner. One country will be reeling from an earthquake. They will barely be getting back onto their feet, and then there will be a flood in a different country. And they will be barely getting back onto their feet, and then there will be some kind of calamity, a tsunami in a different place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. All this is because of what we have brought onto our own hands. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they turn back. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends all these calamities come our way so that we may be saved and we may make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we may come back. There's an incident that's mentioned in the hadith kitab. Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim has recorded this incident and many of us know about it. But let us touch it with an open heart, firstly myself inshallah, and Allah give us the ability to pick up the lessons that are learned from this. In the time, in the previous ummah, there was a person that had killed 99 people. And then he went to a person and he said that I've killed 99 people. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. So then this person didn't have the knowledge. And he told this person that, no, Allah will not forgive you. So that became the 100th victim. So this person was still not satisfied and he was looking for forgiveness. So he went to a scholar and he asked the scholar the same thing. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, I've killed 100 people. So the scholar said, Allah will forgive you. You've got to leave this evil place. You've got to leave this evil place. And you've got to go to a place where people are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're in obedience of Allah. Leave. And as this person was halfway en route to the place of virtue, then it so happened that the Malikul Maut came. And now the angels were disputing. The angels of Rahmat and the angels of Adab were disputing. Now where will the soul be taken to? Will he be taken to Jahannam or will Jannah be his abode? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel and came in the form of a human being and he became the arbitrator between the angels of Rahmat and the angels of Adab. And it was said that this person, so the angels of Rahmat said this person is a good person. The intention was to ask Allah to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was asking Allah for forgiveness. The angels of Adab said this person had no good to their name. So the angel that came as an arbitrator in the form of a human being said, قِيْسُ مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ, that measure the distance between the two lands. If the person is closer to the land of virtue, then this person will be a jannati. And if the person is unfortunately closer to the land of vice, haram and wrong, then unfortunately Jahannam will be the abode. So it is mentioned in the hadith that this person made it just by a handspan. There's another narration that mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the land shift so that this person could be credited with Jannah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, but that doesn't mean that we take advantage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite kindness, mercy. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. I'll put it to you in this way. If you take this example, you know, a person is planting maize and then after a few months you come down, 6 months down the line, and then you ask him, what are you expecting from this crop? He says, well, I'm not expecting maize, I'm expecting tomatoes. Nobody plants maize to get tomatoes. So we don't expect to do haram and wrong and then expect a person to enter into Jannah. Because many a times people will say, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Yes, Allah, without doubt, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But that doesn't mean in your dunya, in our dunya matters, we don't plant maize and then expect tomatoes to grow. Similarly, we don't expect to do haram and wrong and then expect to walk into Jannah. It doesn't work. We need to effect the change. We need to make tawbah to Allah. That's why tawbah yatubu, tawbatan means to turn back to Allah. When we make any haram and wrong, as we sit here, without exception, we make tawbah, Allah, I know what haram and wrong I've got. Allah, you are Sattar. You are the one that you continue to cover my haram and my wrong excessively. One ustad of ours used to say beautifully, he said that when a person is exposed, when a person's haram comes out, then it actually means that that person was perpetrating that haram and wrong. So many a times a person is caught doing a haram and wrong, and may Allah save us from disgrace of the dunya, kabar, akhirah. When a person is caught, then that person will always say that, no, this is the first time I did it. It was never the first time. Because then you're negating the aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and most merciful, and Allah is the one that is as-sattar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave rope. Allah gave rope. And now finally, this person got caught. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. There's an incident mentioned of Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayh. He was known to be a notorious highway robber. And once he was prowling the streets, or he was in the streets, it was the dead of night, and he had the habit of, he was having an illicit relationship with a woman. So he was scaling the wall, it was the dead of night, people were unaware of his activities, and he wanted to go and visit the certain woman, and one ayat of the Quran Kareem changed his entire life. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأمن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. Has the time not come for those who possess iman that their hearts become submissive, they become soft to the remembrance of Allah? Allahu Akbar. One ayat of the Quran, he introspected, he soul searched, and he actually thought about this, and he thought, yes, the time has come, I need to make tawbah to Allah. So he got down from the wall. I'm asking and I'm extending the self firstly to myself and to each one of us, that when I'm doing a haram and a wrong and I'm oblivious of the fact that my Allah is watching me. Na'udhu billah, we do not go even this route of cameras and videoing. We know it is completely haram and wrong. But if a camera is on some person, then how will that person make sure that they do things diligently? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time, wherever we may be. Allah knows what's in the depths of each one of our hearts. Allah knows exactly what each one of us are going through in our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us at all times. And one ustad of ours is to always say, be cognizant of this ayat, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Be cognizant of the fact that my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. Then it becomes the impediment and it becomes the blockage for you to perpetrate that evil and that haram and the wrong. So when I'm with the cell phone, Allah is watching me. If nobody is watching me, Allah is watching me. So that he got down from the wall, he got down and then he decided that I'm making tawbah to Allah. He went through a deserted building and he decided, let me spend the night here and tomorrow I'll be onward. And this is the change in my life, I effect the change from today. And no sooner does he take refuge in that place, he's unaware to his, he's not aware of the fact that in the adjoining room or nearby there's some wayfarers, they too are resting the night. And they're making mashwara, and they're deciding, do we go on with our journey, or do we rather proceed with our journey tomorrow morning? So amongst the mashwara and the rise that are given, someone says that, no, I think we rather leave tomorrow, because notorious Fudail bin Ayaz, he's prowling the streets here. He will loot, he will plunder, he will steal, he will hurt us. So rather we go. So it's, as they say, you know, adding salt to the wound. So he says, yes, definitely the time has come for me to make tawbah. I've become such a menace to society. I've become such a menace to the believing people that Allah, this is how they think of me. So definitely I will be that person. And my tawbah, Allah, my tawbah and my repentance is that I will now go in the close proximity of the haram and I will worship you. And he became known as Abidul Haramain. He met the likes of Ibn Mubarak, rahimullah. Such a great scholar he became when he effected the change. So each one of us, as we sit here without exception, Allah, from today, the haram, the wrong that I've done in my life, I've not performed my salah, but that's not the end of it. I need to perform my salah, and then I still need to perform the qada'i umri. And when we make the intention, then everything becomes easy. But no sooner do we say that, no, I don't think I'll manage, and we go with a negative frame of mind, then nothing becomes easy. How is it that dunya becomes easy, that a person can jog in the early parts of the morning? Sometimes you will find a man, you will find him jogging, sometimes, no, even the women are jogging, sometimes 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and then they're complaining that they're being harassed. No, the billah. A person, he says, no, Maulana, I can't manage to get up for Fajr, but jogging he can manage. So it's all about prioritizing. It's all about prioritizing. How is it that a man can jog? I met one uncle, he's about 78 years old. So he says, Maulana, one thing, I do my jogging and I can walk 10, 15 kilometers a day. So when I saw the uncle in the masjid, he was sitting on the chair. So I thought about it. I said, it's all about priority. You can jog 10, 15 kilometers a day, but then we're sitting. Not that I'm a judge of anybody, but I'm saying, yes, we're sitting on the chair. So our deen we've taken very lightly. We need to make tawbah to Allah. Allah forgive us for our haram and our wrong. We've regarded too many things to become trivial. It's not trivial. Our deen is not trivial. It's an important aspect of our life. When we see haram and wrong, we need to speak about it. We cannot keep quiet. We cannot be fence-sitters. Sometimes we say, as ulama, na'udhu billah, some of us say that no, we mustn't speak anything. When we see haram and wrong, we've got to say it's haram and wrong. Allah's deen comes forward. Allah's deen. Look at what is learned, that the children are learning in the schools. This LGBTQ, I was just asking one of the students, he says, no, there's an addition. I don't know what other alphabets there are. So, every day there's so much new. The children have whatever right they, if they decide they want to be a cat. In one of the schools, one person told me, he says, Maulana, this guy came to school, so he decided he wants to be a cat. So the teachers all have to respect him, because he's a cat, so they're going to put a letter box. Now, what filth? Brothers, we're laughing, but these are things that are happening. These are things, this is the filth that's happening. And we become immune to it. We say, no, it's fine. No, it's not fine. Allah destroyed the people of Lut, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we regard it, and the punishment was upside down, because their actions were upside down. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْدُودٍ. How Allah destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And we decided, no, we need to go for a holiday, so we must go to the Dead Sea, and we are happy about it, and we feel that, no, we need to use the mud also, because that's the place. And we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam went past a place of Arab, how quickly didn't they move past it? We hear music, na'udhu billah, we don't even feel bad about it. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. The masajid become noisy, we don't even feel bad about it. وَظَهَرَتِ الْقِينَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. Musical instruments, dancing girls will become the order of the day. All these things are leading up towards Qiyamah, and we see these azab taking place. I will try and complete, inshallah. So some of the solutions and the fir'auniyat of the nafs in the lessons of Mawlana Rumi, on the Masnavi of Mawlana Rumi, rahmatullahi alayhi, this mention there of making qisas of the nafs, because this nafs, the nafs has the tendency, or it has the qualities of Jahannam. And what is the quality of Jahannam? Yawma naqulu li Jahannam hal imtala'ti wa taqulu hal min mazid. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Jahannam, hal imtala'ti, are you full? Jahannam will say, hal min mazid, is there more? So this is the nafs. The nafs, even though a person sees every woman in the world, and there was one woman that he didn't see, then the nafs will also whisper, I need to see that woman. The greed for more and more and more. So when we make qisas of the nafs, under the ayat, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُوِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It's amazing and beautiful how the ulama, our ulama with such insight and such seniority, and how they, Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with such ulum. He makes the seer of this ayat, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُوِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. There is for you in qisas, qisas, a life for a life, there is life for you. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, O people of intelligence. So people of intelligence, if they ponder, like a murderer, if he, in an Islamic country, if in an Islamic country, he somebody, or rather, this is the way it's supposed to be, that it's not barbaric, na'udhu billah. If a murderer kills, then his life should be taken, and there's life for everybody else, because the lives of 10 million, 20 million people will no more live in fear. Similarly, if we make qisas and we kill the nafs, then there will be a ruhani life. There will be a ruhani life. Then a person will have a spiritual life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make makhraja from out of every difficulty, because that person who fears Allah, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah, Allah will make for him an opening out of every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will grant him sustenance and rizq and rozi from ways his mind will never imagine. We need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the solutions that we can go through, inshallah, is that we leave the haram and the wrong. Like that person that killed 100 people, he left the haram place and he decided to effect a change. And then when the maut came, That is why we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ba'du billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah. Oh, you believe, do not let your wealth, do not let your wealth and your children deviate you from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكُ Whoever does it, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Then they are from the losers. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Spend from that which you have granted you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Before death come to any one of you. فَيَقُولُ Then he says, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Oh Allah, grant me a little bit of respite. فَأَصَّدَّقَ So that I may give a sadaqah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says under the tafsir of this ayat, now a person wants to give out zakat. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I may be from the righteous. Allah doesn't use the word لَمْ. Allah uses the word لَنْ. هَرْجِزْ نَهِ وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا Allah will never grant respite to any soul إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا When its appointed time comes. Not 1 second more, not 1 second less. Not 1 minute more, not 1 minute less. Each one of us, أَلَّا وَإِنَّ نَفْسًا لَنْ تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا Alas, no person will pass away until they have depleted the risk which Allah has written for them. Sometimes a person says, he was just taking one bite and then he fell down. Because Allah had only written so much for him. Each one of us will have to leave this dunya. We'll have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's easy for sometime we justify a haram and a wrong. We justify the wrongs of our children. And we say, no, he's only a child. In this Western world, I can't understand. They have a baby, then they have an teenager, then they have, I don't know how many stages before you reach an adult. In deen, it's so beautiful. You either mature, you baligh, or you na baligh. Either you mukallaf or you have mukallaf. It's so easy. Our deen is crystal clear. The greatest mufti is here. The distance between our mouth and our heart is a very short distance. It's easy. Everything is crystal clear. We just need to understand what we want in our life. When we have a problem, we can see this is haram and wrong. Automatically, my heart feels this inclination. It's haram, it's wrong. It's something I can't justify. That is why we constantly make the dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. And after every farad namaz, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Allah, do not deviate our hearts after ba'da idha hadaytana, after you guided us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide each one of us. The solutions as well. Let us try and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, as we've heard about the social media, you know, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, and sometimes students come and they say, I have a hard time learning, memorizing Quran. The difficulty is because of our haram and wrong. Shakawtu ila waki in su'a hibbi fa arsadani ila tarki al-ma'asi wa qala inna al-ilma nurun wa nurullahi la yuhda lil-asi. Imam Shafi rahimahullah says, I had a lapse in my memory. A great jurist. He says, I had a lapse in my memory. I went to my ustad, Imam Waki rahimahullah, a lesson that we go to Asatida. So I asked my ustad, I told him, I have this problem. He gave me one solution. فَأَرْسَدَنِي لَا تَرْكِ الْمَعَاسِ He said, leave out guna and sin. Because verily knowledge is light. And the light of Allah is not given to one who disobeys Allah. If we keep away from the haram and the wrong, we keep away from the filth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with knowledge, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we appreciate the deen. There are three conditions to just conclude, inshallah. There are three conditions for the tawbah to be accepted when it is the right between us. When it is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three conditions for the tawbah to be accepted. And when it's the rights of people, then there are four conditions, one extra condition. Number one, we leave the haram and the wrong that we are doing. Feel a deep regret. Allah, I did this haram and this wrong. And Allah, Allah ya'uda ilayhi abada. He makes a resolution that Allah will not do it again. And then a person keeps away from that haram and that wrong. If the three conditions are there, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy, Allah's mercy is infinite. Allah's one rahmat, as Mawlana Yunus Patel said, rahmatullah, used to say, one wave of Allah's rahmat and mercy can obliterate and wipe out a person's entire haram and wrong. But we have to have this conscious thought that, Allah, I'm not going to do it again. What type of tawbah is that if we know that 2 weeks from now I'm going to be doing it again? Yes, if by mistake we forget, we fall. رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَخْطَأْنَا Oh Allah, do not take us to task in nasina if we forget. Oh, if we make a mistake. So we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, I'm going to try my level best. And when it's the rights of people, then we ask that person for us. If we've usurped somebody's wealth, then we return that wealth. If we've made ghibat, we keep away from ghibat and we keep away from haram and wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly bless me, bless each one of us. And as we sit here, inshallah, we make dua for each other as well. And we make dua, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability. Allah, forgive us. And let us realize when something is haram and it's wrong, let us not justify. Sometimes we have a lot of people that will justify a lot of things. The Mawlana is like this, and these Mawlanas are like that. Brothers, think what is right from wrong. When something is wrong, it's wrong. We can't justify it. A haram is a wrong, it's a wrong. Even if a Mawlana is doing it, na'udzubillah, doesn't make it a right. One person told me, he says, but the Mawlana went to Wombat. So I said, does that make it haram, halal? If a Mawlana does it, one person had a restaurant, so he had a halal sign in Arabic. So somebody, when you can ask him, is the food halal? So he says, yeah, it's written in Arabic. So something is written in Arabic, it makes it halal. No, we need to keep away from first haram and wrong and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, grant each one of us the ability and the tawfiq to abide to his practice. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.